and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on you, bruvs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie. What's up?
Well, I'm just having the best day of my life because Real Housewives of New Jersey is back.
Yes, it is. So excited about it. And wow, what a first episode. Wow.
Wow. This show just came steamrolling right back into our little hearts.
Yeah. Just
so funny.
It just came in so strong. Like, so strong. What an amazing season opener. Wow. Wow.
Yes. I mean, they've upped everything in the show, even Dolores. I mean, Dolores still has the same mundane storyline, but it's like, well, you know what? Now we're going to do it in the kitchen. We're doing this in a new kitchen, David. And I was like, oh my God, they're really upping their game.
They really, at first it didn't seem like that because her first scene was in her closet, but then she's like, guess what? That was a misdirect. David, we're going to do it in your kitchen. Okay, Dolores.
We've got bigger veins on Frank and an even redder face. Marge has, like, you know, finished the living room or whatever. Jen is just as Jen can Jen.
Yeah. She's going for new looks with her makeup to various degrees of success. It's a big news season. And Teresa just was like, fuck it. I'm going to just start shit in a very unsmooth way. I'm just gonna do it. Just be blatant about it.
Hell yeah. It's like, I'm not on probation no more. Joe ain't gonna tell me to shut my mouth. I'm gonna do whatever I want. Bling, 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 bling.
Oh my God, and her blinks were just so on point today. Her
really
heavy but fast blinking. I mean, just really, really good. And Jackie coming back trying to be like, you know what? People have, you know, suggested that maybe I show a fun, lighter side of Jackie. And here it comes. Here comes the light, fun side of Jackie. And then it's just destroyed immediately.
Yeah, immediately.
Immediately.
Immediately just savaged. So the episode opens up. We're at Marge's house. And Jackie shows up. And she's like, I want you guys to work this out. Do you want a nice coffee? You want a nice coffee? Anyway, you want a nice coffee? I'm going to offer this. Okay. The big twist of the season is that people want iced coffee. Okay. Anyone want a nice coffee? No? Okay. Go sit down.
All right. Sit down. I want you to work it out. All right. And Jackie's like, Teresa, can I just talk first and you listen?
Yes. Yes, you can. Yes.
Like she's talking to a baby. And she's like, listen, Teresa, I'm not a stupid girl. I'm a lawyer.
She goes, so if you're not a stupid girl, then stand up for yourself. Where does smoke, there's fire, huh?
Oh my God. She's saying there's smoke and there's fire. Is the house on fire? We just literally finished it. Joe, the house is on fire. Can you just check it? Can you just take out the fire extinguisher and make sure it is? I mean, what am I going to do? I'm like freaking out right now. The house is on fire.
Oh my God, I'm freaking out. Can we offer the house some coffee? Can we just offer the house some iced coffee, please?
And then Jackie takes a line from Meredith, what's her face? Meredith Marks, and says, you know what? I'm not engaging in this, okay? I need you to admit that this is a lie. I need you to admit that. And I don't give a shit about that. I don't give a shit about that. And then you just see Teresa go, fucking bitch, I win! It's just like, what are they fighting about?
No, she goes, you bitch. And Jackie goes, I win. And she goes, you're the fucking cup fitness. Go fuck yourself. And Jackie's like, that was not the same thing, Teresa. She's like, fuck you.
What happened? Was it the iced coffee? It's a new machine. All right.
You want a culotta?
Just give me an honest review. All right.
All right. Do you want, okay, how about this? How about a latte? You want a nice latte? It's delicious. You really should try it out. No, you know what? She bought up my daughter. She's a fucking cup fitness. She's a cup fitness. What happened?
She's disgusting. Cut fitness.
And then she leaves. And then it's like 3 days earlier.
I was like, damn, I was expecting a 7 weeks earlier. I was like, oh, we're only rewinding, 72 hours. Okay. So 3 days earlier.
I was thinking, wow, it's Corona time. So this could be a whole season. And then it's like 3 days earlier. And it's the end. end, you know, which was a nice surprise because we actually get this at the end of this episode. So
yeah.
It was just full of surprises this whole episode. So we're at Jackie's house now, and Hunter is playing hilarious games. He's like, you know, it stinks. My feet.
Yeah.
He's Teresa in my mind.
Yeah.
Little baby Teresa.
And then Jackie's talking about how excited she is to celebrate Evan's birthday. And she's just going to invite a small crew over for the birthday. Just a small 60-person crew over. So Jackie's like, I mean, if you watch me crying as I scrub my toilets, you'd understand how much I hate cleaning my own house. But all that aside, I really did love being around my family during this pandemic.
And then we see clips of them playing horse, and one kid is wearing a helmet, which is hilarious. That's Carly in my family, my little sister. God bless her. It's like, aim it towards the basket, not at your sister's head.
Okay. And Jackie's like, my life is pretty spectacular as far as my family goes. I mean, there's really nothing that could go wrong. I don't see anything that could possibly go wrong. I mean, we're just about to shoot another season of the show. So truly everything is great and perfect. And, you know, it's like I literally think this is the best family that's ever been in the history of New Jersey, and it can't get worse. Nothing could go wrong.
And she's getting ready for the big party, and she's like, "All right, show me what you're wearing. Show me what you're wearing, Evan. You know what? Pop the collar, maybe roll up the sleeves, show some chest hair. We're gonna be around the Italian friends tonight, okay, Evan? Come on, jersey it up."
Yeah. So then we go over to Melissa Gorga, who's like, I'm not excited to go out, as she's like, of course, like totally made up and looks beautiful. And we just see Joe Gorga on the sofa, and his whole thing this season is that he has an overly sculpted beard with like that hard line between like hair and cheek that's like so Jersey. He's finally really leaned into that.
Yeah. And he's just, you know, as red faced and wide eyed as ever, not really able to focus on anything. He's like, what is it with you women? What if I got you? What is it with you all with your plastic surgeries? Because Melissa's saying, you know, I hear Margaret got her boobies done and Dolores got a second butt implant. He's like, come on, women. What if I got a penis implant? Ah. She's like, how does that work?
I don't know. I don't know. What is it with you women always getting these surgeries? I'm like, maybe it's because you drool like a rabid animal anytime you see big boobs that maybe, I don't know, some of the women feel the pressure to do that. I don't know, Joe. Maybe you're part of the problem. Joe Gorga.
Yeah, Joe, weren't you drawing on your head until like two seasons ago? Give me a break. So then we go over to Jen's house, and she's like, we're taking an Uber tonight so both of us can drink, baby.
She's like still reaching for the rafters in her like community production of Jennifer's Life, right? So Bill's like, ooh, so I can have an extra drink. Extra drink so I can be a little naughty.
Yeah, we can both have an extra drink, baby. He's like, oh, so the whole gang is getting together.
Yeah, but I don't know if Dolores is going to bring Frank or David. I guess we'll see. My money's on Frank, baby, and I'm going to go play some craps with the guys. I hope I earn my money back to pay my rent.
It's like, if I had to guess, I would say Frank.
I love their interludes. They totally are like the villain and villainess interlude scene in a musical where the music is like, and then they like
literally
slide off.
Throws his head back in cartoon laughs. He's like,
So then we go over to Dolores and Frank in a closet. Frank, were you just looking at my ass when you did that? Dolores!
I just wrote, Frank, more red-faced and veiny than ever. He's like, I'm not Dolores, come on! It's like, Frank, I know it's bigger, and I know what I have to do about it, all right? But look, I got it lifted a little. You see that? And he's like, oh my God, you filleted yourself, Dolores! Dolores! You know what? That's what I do to a flounder!
I do that to a flounder. Actually, I kind of jerk off on a flounder, and then I do that to a flounder, Dolores. And she's like, well, my ass was floundering, Frank. Thank you, everyone. I'm like, this is like dinner theater or something, like between Jennifer and Dolores, these like little scenes.
Then we go over to Marge and Joe, and it's like, what shirt should I wear? You know, I got new boobs, so I need to show those off, all right? You know what? I just hope that Jen doesn't cause drama tonight. You know, Jen, she's always causing drama.
Yeah, I mean, Jackie invited her. And Joe's like, all right, well, Jackie's being nice. But you know what? Jackie's great. Okay, Joe, get in the shower. Get in the shower, Joe. I feel like, how many times does she tell Joe to get in the shower? Oh, well, did you hear the news today? There was a riot at the Cap. Okay, Joe, just get in the shower. Get in the shower. You know, it's like her always like a non sequitur she throws in.
And since they're upping everything this year, let's see how much more Gia hates Teresa than normal. A lot more. Teresa FaceTimes with Gia and it's like, morning sunshine. And Gia's just like, what?
Hi, Mom.
What?
But this is a sad scene because this is when we address the fact that poor Nono passed away. And so Teresa tells us really what happened, that he had pneumonia, and that was followed by like a small stroke. And basically, you know, 24 hours later, he passed away. And
yeah, we love Nono.
We do love
guy. Nono. I love you, Nono. And if you guys miss Nono, just go over to Real Housewives of Dallas because we still do an impression of him.
Yeah, we use his voice for Carrie. So really, so he's still alive. Yeah. On Crappens. So so now we go to a place called Axia, which sounds like it should be a consulting firm, but it's actually some sort of restaurant. And it's basically they've tented the parking lot, which I think was probably the plan, even if there wasn't coronavirus. Like, oh yeah, come, we have a great parking lot. If you want to have your party in our parking lot. Oh yeah, that sounds wonderful. Let's do a parking lot. You want to do a parking lot party, Evan? Yeah, let's do that.
And then, of course, Joanne the caterer is exactly who you think she is. She's like,
hi, welcome to Axia. So good to see you. They got the party set. Listen, we got lots of bowls with wings in them. All right, we've got 20 different kinds of wings. Don't think we forgot bowls of peanuts. We got those too, honey. Yeah.
And there's like a lot of like COVID protocol theater going on because they do like everyone like sees each other and like, oh, I wish we could hug, elbow bumps, but they don't have masks on. It's like, oh, okay. All right. I'm glad you are choosing not to hug, but you have totally unmasked. So good luck with that. But I mean, so everyone's tested, so it's fine.
Yeah, Marge is like, we're tested. We can kiss. All right, Ben. Jackie, so good to see you. And Jackie's like, oh, my God, for the first time, I can see your whole face right now. It's like, the flowers, they're gorgeous. Did that Yoda-voiced young lady do this for you? Joanne, she's got 20 kinds of wings in a bowl.
You know what? I probably would not have done this birthday party because before coronavirus, because you know he's just 46. It's no big special thing. But you know what? Now with coronavirus, I realize when you have something happy to celebrate, you fucking celebrate it. So anyway, guys, we're putting pizza on the floor there, and then there's a box of Amazon treats. So go help yourselves.
Yeah, you know what? I would have been my crotchety old self and not invited Jen, but this is the new me, so I invited her. So then the Gorgas arrive, and Melissa, of course, is like straight to Marge's new boobs, and she's like feeling them and complimenting her hard nipples.
Oh my god! Look, he's here. It's like a tad little goddess. Hey, do you want any iced coffee? We can tell them that they can make some iced coffee for you. Want some iced coffee?
And so Dolores is coming, and Melissa's like, I've never seen someone hang out more with a Rex than Dolores does. Yeah, you know what? I think Dolores is the catch of the century, and David just doesn't appreciate her as much as he should. But I hope he loves Dolores' new high ass, because I'd love it. That is a high ass.
It's a high ass. I mean, it sort of looks exactly the same as any other season, but you know, whatever. It's fine. It's fine. Joe, go take a shower. We're at a restaurant. I don't care. Find a shower somewhere and shower. Okay. So then Jackie's like, well, you know, I invited Jan. Like, and well, that was nice of you, Jackie. Thanks, Dolores. And then Jen had called Margaret to say that she was looking forward to this party as a chance for a fresh start, baby.
Well, she's not excited enough to get here on time. Are you ready to see her, Melissa? Are you ready to see Jen? And she's like, well, you know, I haven't seen her since we sat on that couch. And then we see their big fight at the reunion where Jen's like, you know what? I think you're an asshole too. Well, you're an asshole and you need to stop throwing objects. You need to stop making me want to throw objects.
So now they're having their big first face-to-face here in a parking lot. And Melissa is like, even though I cannot stand Jennifer, I'm not going to bring that up tonight. I'd rather just enjoy my food here in this parking lot and just rather than deal with Jennifer and all her damn nonsense.
So then Jackie introduces someone to the girls. Who? Del? I wrote Del. Intros Del to girls. Jack intros Del to girls.
There were like a lot of people. There were a lot of people coming through this party. A lot of people got chyrons. It's like, here's Amanda and George. Here's Diane and, Peter. And
Frank and Joanne. And hey, here's Joe and Rita. Hey.
Yeah. So Joe Gorga's like, cheers to the man. Yeah, seeing the man in the wild, not being crazy and getting boob implants like all those crazy girls, right?
Hey, here's to the guys who all got our original asses. Let me feel each one of them. Come on, bring them over here.
Yeah. And Jackie's like, I'm already drunk. I'm so crazy. Look at me being so crazy when I'm drunk. Look at me. I'm a lawyer. I'm a drunk lawyer right now. I win.
So they're joking with her, and Jen's like, Tree isn't even here already. Where's Teresa? And Mel's like, oh, Jackie, you're going to give your husband a blowjob tonight, right? Because it's his birthday. And Jackie's like, no, I just don't like that, girls. I don't like it. And Jen goes, they don't call it a job for nothing, honey.
The most original comment. All right, I'm going to go to the track to win. I got to see the races. I got a real good feeling about this one horse, baby.
I feel like this is the three ladies from Little Shop of Horrors just standing around talking. You know?
Yeah, like mixed with like a little bit of the Pink Ladies. So what's up with you? What's up with you, girl? Huh?
So then Lexi is still on the blowjob thing. She's like, I'll give Floria an amazing blowjob. I'll give you a clear sauna.
Lexi has the most confounding accent on Bravo. Truly. It's like half Jersey, half Cockney. And you never know which side is going to pop up. But she's like, I give a career-ending blowjob. And you're like, what? So,
Margaret. Listen. Since we're all back together, let's all go to Lake George. All right, girls' trip. And Mel's like, we can't go to Vegas or something. Listen, we can't fly, Melissa. Look at the times. All right. God.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I'll do anything to get away from my children and husband for 4 days. Just going to set up that storyline right now. I'm unhappy. So,
they don't call it a job for nothing, honey.
All right. You know, you already said that. You need an iced coffee or something. Okay. What's going on with you? So Teresa shows up, and I don't know why I wrote this down. I wrote down, watch the puddle. I don't know. I think someone said to Teresa, watch the puddle, which is like... I don't know why. I just feel like Teresa would be the one who just steps into a puddle and be like, I stepped it into the puddle, dude.
I'm on.
It's a puddle.
So she's with a new girl, Michelle. And Dolores is like, oh, I know Michelle. Oh, hi, Michelle. So I had an open house. And Michelle's like, yeah, but selling Tree's house now. And Melissa says, oh, we thought you was going to be a man. Sorry.
Sorry. So Teresa's saying that she's not dating anyone, and Jack is like, oh, that's so good, because Evan has a friend in DC who'd be absolutely perfect for you. He has low standards, he just wants to get his rocks off, and he likes talking to walls. Okay, he'd be perfect for you.
Well, I want to date a guy from a comic book. And Jackie tells us, we've had our problems in the past, but this has been a crappy year for everybody. But this has been a crappy decade for Teresa. So you know what? I'm going to try and throw her a bone, a literal bone. And Jackie goes, look, I'm fun now. He's a good fuck, Teresa. And they're like, who are you? Like, since when do you talk like that?
Yeah.
And Teresa's like, I don't want a good fuck. I want a good guy.
and then Jennifer's like, don't be such a prude, you're single and ready to mingle. Hey, ha. She also says, Jackie says, yeah, he's half Italian, half Jewish. And then Jen goes, pizza bagel.
I miss that part, but I love a pizza bagel. Wow. So cheers, everybody. They're doing kamikaze shots. And Tree's like,
we know they're doing kamikaze shots because Jennifer goes, kamikaze!
Hey, mister, when we getting off work? I got a kamikaze to shot to do.
I'm just going to sit here and giggle this for this entire hour. So Teresa's like,
I got to make sure I stand up straight because I can't 200 drinks and I don't want my bubbies to come out.
Pizza so bagel. Then... Sorry, did I say that one already?
Pizza bagel.
They don't call it a pizza bagel for nothing, honey.
Okay, so Jackie gets up to give a drunk speech, like an I'm fun now speech. And she's like, you know, I just want to say that I love my husband so much. He's so, you know, he's rich, but I'm a lawyer, but God, I love him. Babies, we have babies. I love you, honey.
And then she takes it. She takes him and just makes out with him, like open mouths him yeah. and stuff. She's really going for like a new Jackie this season. You go, like, girl.
Everything's great in our marriage. Everything's happy and I'm fun. So Teresa's like, you know, I can give him a blowjob. I mean, try to make him feel good at it. It's his birthday. So then Teresa just turns to someone. And then this is like truly the most hilarious and like inelegant rumor mongering that we've ever seen on Bravo. She just turns to someone and goes, so I heard he does stuff. Does he?
And they're like, what, Teresa, what are you talking about? She's like,
I don't know. Does he do things? Because I heard he does stuff at the gym. Does he?
That he do stuff?
It's like, what?
What?
It's like,
you know what? Maybe Margaret would know because she lives in that area.
So now we start the that area rumoring.
The ten
where
fly.
People claim to only know things that are happening in their area.
Okay. Yeah, like, what is this? Like 1875? Like, where there's like a town square where people convene? And so Teresa goes up to Margaret and she's like, hey, you know a lot of people. Like, do you have rumors about Evan? And she's like, he likes iced coffee. That's all I really know.
Okay. Well, I heard something. Have you heard he does stuff at the gym, like screwing around?
And Teresa, like, oh, no. Teresa, that is warm coffee that you're serving right now. All right, iced coffee only, Teresa. Only and iced coffee.
Margaret has full bottom lip curled down to her chin. Doing the full Margaret Josephs, like, I'm shocked that you bring this up right now. My lip is going to curl all the way down. It's going to actually go below my chin and all the way. It's going to touch my boobies. Okay, that's where
this
my lip is
this is, like,
right now.
Classic lip moment, because then yeah. Teresa has her classic, like, kind of opening her lips and then moving her tongue back and forth across them. And she's like,
and Teresa,
like, who did you hear that from?
She's, I don't know. I can't remember. You know me. I forget things.
And Teresa, you know she's starting shit because her hands, like her fingers are fully spread apart. Like she's holding invisible melons. So she's talking with like her fingers fully extended in all different directions. She's like,
I don't know. I mean, I can't remember now. You know what? You know me. I forget things. I know I'm stupid. I'm a stupid little teapot, short and short. You know what I'm saying?
Just moving her tongue back and forth.
Teresa, I don't want to hear that.
I don't want to hear this crap. Yeah, I don't want to hear it. Just like, what is it that you heard, baby?
It's like, I don't know. Like, Evan does stuff at the gym. He cheats on her.
And Melissa's like, oh my God, someone please press rewind. Can we erase this? This is supposed to be my bad marriage season.
Wow, this is crazy. I thought she and Evan were going steady.
You know what? I heard that a long time ago from Teresa. But at the end of the day, you know what? Do you keep receipts, honey? Then shut the fuck up, baby.
Shut the fuck up and meet me at the soda jerk, okay?
So Margaret's like, Teresa, this is not the place, okay? This is his birthday, okay? Joe, go shower. Go shower, Joe.
Teresa goes, all right, but I heard it. You know what? Let me ask Dolores if she heard it. Hey, Dolores. Hey, Teresa. What's the story? Mom Glory. What's the word? Hummingbird. Did you hear about Hugo and Kim? Dolores.
And so she's telling Dolores, and Melissa's like, my heart is actually aching.
It's like, did you hear that Evan fucks around at the gym?
She's not even saying did stuff anymore. She's just saying, did you hear he fucks around And Dolores goes, this is such a Dolores thing. She goes, that would surprise me. That would surprise the shit out of me.
Oh, Melissa's like, oh, God, Jackie is running around in this cute little dress, making out with her husband for 12 minutes straight, thinking this is the best night of her life. And then we see Tree is now with Joe Gorga. He's like, you think he fucks around at the gym, Joe?
You know, I try to keep my mouth shut, but I'm drinking tonight, so I can't help it. You know what? You think he fucks?
She's like going up to the waitress.
Hey, you think that girl over there, you see that guy over there? He do stuff. He do stuff, right? Right?
It's like, why are people saying that? And Joe's like, I don't know, Teresa. You know what? I'm not in the area, so I don't know. This isn't my area, all right? I'm from a different area. And Marge goes, I'm from the area, and I have not heard that, all right?
Yeah.
I am from this area.
So then Margaret goes, oh, God, fuck me. And she walks into the middle of the – she's like in the middle of the parking lot, and she just says to literally no one, just sort of says it to the party, does anyone else have to pee? Anyone want to pee? Anyone want to come with me to pee? Anyone? Okay, open invitation to pee with me. Anyone want to pee? Anyone want to pee?
And
okay.
The most Jersey answer ever from Melissa. If I don't pee right now, it's going to come out my clit.
We're like in the first like 10 minutes of this show. I'm like, what blessings? This is like, why are we so lucky to receive this right now?
Right. You think that things can't get better, and then they do. So everyone starts singing happy birthday to Evan as they go into the bathroom. So they're in this like trailer bathroom thing. And Marge is like, I do not like what just happened. I swear on my life, I almost shot Teresa. I almost shot her, right? I mean, thank you for dropping a nuclear bomb in my lap, Teresa.
Yeah. And Melissa's like, whether or not it's true, this to Jackie would be devastating. And I'm going to be fake outrage all season long, guys. I am outraged right now.
And then they come back outside and join the group, and the happy birthday song is just ending. I was like, this is the longest, most painful happy birthday song I've ever been to. It's like a 10-minute happy birthday song.
I know. And Jackie's like, you know, I'm feeling really good about tonight. I mean, everyone had a really good time. We're all together, and maybe this is the beginning of us getting back to normal. I mean, we're already hanging out in a parking lot. I mean, it's essentially like old times.
Get over here, Evan. And then she starts like making out with him again. So then the next day, Bill is in bed and the kids are running around his room. And he's like, oh, just let me take a nap. I have a headache.
God, what's going on, guys? So then
maybe it's because you were so lit when we came home last night, baby.
And then we got to them having they took a bunch of pictures when they got home wasted, and Bill's shirt's all undone and he's being all sexy for the camera. I died.
Who was taking those photos? Please tell me it was like Gabriella. Maybe it was or her dad. I mean, someone was taking those photos.
And it was Olivia. You know, Olivia was like sitting on the chaise in like a ball gown waiting for them to come home in a full face of makeup.
And a little pocketbook.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then we go to Margaret's house, and she's there, and Marge Sr. comes over, and she's like, hi, honey, I'm here. Okay, all right. No, I'm already going to tell you this right now, Margaret. I don't want a nice coffee. All right, Mom, fine. I'll just drink it myself.
And the house is looking good, and we see clips of year after year Margaret bitching about getting the house done. Mm-hmm. And when she's like, why are the seams on the wallpaper, Joe? And he's like, because you get crappy wallpaper. Go take a shower, Joe. All right, go take a shower. So Joe's still in bed because he got totally wasted with all the guys. And then it cuts to a clip of him just barfing, like bending over, barfing all over the ground.
I was concerned we wouldn't have any vomit in the first 20 minutes of the season premiere, but of course not. We would have it.
You can always count on Jersey.
You know, Joe, I mean, he's like, it's throwing up. You know what? These guys, they give him all this beer and he just throws up. I mean, he just showered for crying out loud. Now he's puking. Okay, he's got to shower again.
So then we go over to Melissa's, and there's a bunch of teenage girls there, and they're like calling someone on the phone and giggling with each other. And Joe's like, quiet, I'm trying to sleep over here.
Yeah, because Antonia's turning 15. And so since she can't have a proper party, what they're going to do is like make cupcakes and go down to the shore for a pool party. I'm like, that is a proper party, you idiots. That's a proper party. Okay. Not everything has to, you know, have like Lil Nas X come out of a cake. Okay. It's not.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be that way.
And then Tony's like, by the way, boys are coming, Zach and Mikey. And Joe does this whole, I prefer my daughter to wear that nun outfit and pray at the church. I don't approve of no boyfriend, all right? You know what, kids? I want you to know something. I was the most respectful kid ever, all right? You know where I'm going with that, right? And Antonia says, Dad, you can't say another word about it. And she does her mom's, like, little squealing thing. Ugh.
So back at Marge's house, she's talking about how Joe Gorga always gives Joe Bonino all these drinks. And then she's like, now, Mom, let me tell you something. Okay, let me tell you. Teresa's walking around saying that Evan is, you know, he's just going around and like, sleeping with other women, sleeping with other people at the gym. And Marge Sr. does, like, this big jump back. It's like, shwing! They give her, like, a whole sound effect. She's like, where did she get that? What?
And then I turn about. She's telling everyone at the party, Mom. And then Melissa is telling Joe about it. And she's like, oh, my God, it's so bad. But to spread it on the guy's birthday. And then to Jen and Bill, she's like, Trey said Evan is cheating, baby. He's like, well, he is a good-looking guy with a job.
You know, broad shoulders, strong chest, heaving muscles, that little wisp of a chest hair that comes right up above the shirt and that way that says, I'm a man, but I also have a sensitive side. Why wouldn't you cheat?
What a weird response.
Like, he's a good-looking guy with a good job.
He's a good-looking guy with a good job. He's like, you can't throw that out there. And so then Joe is like, you know, Tree, she holds grudges. You know, remember when there were stories about Tree with a guy? And Melissa's like, yeah, but that was in blogs and magazines. There were pictures of her out with people that Jackie was talking about. I mean, this is based on nothing, you know? And remember when Teresa said that Kim D can't accuse her of things without any proof? And then we see the clip of that when Kim D is just like shackled to a chair.
Clink, clink. So then now we're back to Margaret and she's like, I'm nervous about the trip now, Mom. I'm really nervous. And then Marge Sr. is like, well, you know, especially because some of those boats, they capsize, you know, you got to be careful. Those boats capsize. Mom, not enough. I love that. Like, there's a capsize fear about, I mean, boats can capsize, but I love that. That's where Marge Sr. goes. That's where her mind goes about this trip.
So then we go over to David's new house, and Frankie Jr. is there with Dolores. And Dolores is like, oh, little Frankie. Hi, honey. I love David. How was work, David? And he's like, I'm tired.
All right, David.
That's my line for the season, all right? That's all I'm going to say. I'm tired.
All right, let me okay. All right, audience. America, let me explain the situation here, okay? I built the house with my boyfriend, David, and I didn't move in. There, you're done. That's the situation.
I live in my house with my husband, and then my son decides to come move in with my boyfriend to study. You know, as much as I would like to say my home is a safe haven, it's not a safe space. And then it cuts to her with a spray bottle and paper towels going, all right, who shit on the floor? Who was it?
You know, Frankie tried to study for the GMATs here, but, you know, when he was doing a sample one and they asked him to write an essay about what sort of business models he would use for Pizza Hut, all he wrote was Dolores. So we said we got to get him away from his father.
You know, Dolores, he's the only kid I know who used his pandemic time to do something positive. And I told him, if you don't put the time in, you don't get anything. And she's like, well, we did put in the time, David, didn't we? Look at this house. Look at my fingers. Is there a ring here? There's not. I'm just saying.
Frankie is like, yeah, you know, I've seen your relationship grow a lot, you know, like, you know, like, now, David, you answer my mom's calls. I mean, you've really grown a lot. I really appreciate that a lot.
And Dolores is like, well, you know what? This isn't how I thought it would grow. You should have come last night, David. Everyone wanted you there. And he goes, no. But come on, David, just for an hour. They were asking about you, David. And he goes, oh, you know what, Dolores? How's your butt? Because you didn't tell me about that. She's like, oh, I didn't tell him because he's not for elective surgery. Okay? It was a butt implant secret. Shoot me.
You know what? I didn't tell him before until the night before the surgery. Because honestly, if I had told him beforehand, he'd been like a dog with a bone, okay? And I would have been eviscerated. So you know what I did? Instead, I walked from the living room to the kitchen, around the first island, around the second island, back around the first island, back to the motorcycle in the living room. And I said, David, I'm getting a new butt tomorrow. What do you want me to do about it, huh? And that was it.
I mean, listen, you know what, David? Sometimes you're just off the charts with me. I mean, my plastic surgery, you go on and on and on. He goes, you didn't need it. And God forbid something could happen in surgery. She's like, well, you know the great thing, David, is I don't need your permission. You know, I didn't get the commitment I thought I deserved. Here's my finger again. Look at my naked finger, David. Look at my naked finger, David. And he just gets up and walks off. And he's like, we're done.
We're done. Until I want to have sex again, huh? So then we go over to Jennifer's house, and Olivia is now fully dressed like she's going to, you know, like the theater in 1952. And she's got makeup on. She's got a little purse. She's like, you know, doing like dress
up. I love
up,
her. Right?
Yeah. She's really come a long way. And, you know, she has wormed her way into my heart as well. And she's like,
Mama, I want to sit at the grown-up table tonight. She's like, oh, yeah, you want to sit at the grown-up table? You don't want to sit at the island? No, Mama, I want to be with the grown-ups. I want to hear what the grown-ups have to say for once. Okay, baby, you can be with the grown-ups, but only if you can handle it, huh? I can handle it, Mama.
So your mom's not feeling well, I suppose? She's not coming? And Jen goes, yeah. So look, I was thinking of sitting the kids at the island. And Olivia goes, I just want to sit with my two parents who made me in this world.
Is that so wrong?
And then there's like a, you know, ring at the doorbell. I mean, the doorbell rings. And so Bill goes and answers it. It's Tina, Jennifer's sister, who comes over. He's like, hello.
She's like, Mom sent food. All right. Jen's like, oh, my God, Tina brought something from Mom, too. Come on, Mom.
Yeah. And then Steven comes over, the gay brother who we love. And he's also brought food from Mom. So all this, like, what we learn later is, like, past. I thought, I was like, oh, the mom is sick, and so, but she's still so sweet to send us food. But now we're realizing this is just passive aggressive food. Like, don't you want me to be there, huh? So, yeah.
When we find out, it's because Michael lived at home, but then he got married and he moved to Turkey, and he was the buffer between my parents, and he left, so now they bicker all the time. So I made the executive decision to have my dad live with me. And then we see a little clip of the dad going, I can't live with your mother anymore. Please help me.
You just see a shoe bounce off his head. God, Melda, who would have thought?
Bill. Oh, what'd you say, Delta?
No, I was saying Melda. Who would have thought the Melda situation would have these repercussions?
Oh, my gosh. So the Bill is such an ass. There's a whole table of all the shit she made and that the mother made. It's like all these people made this humongous meal, and Bill goes, you want to make some hummus or something? And she's like, nobody eats that, Bill.
Yeah. Come on, Bill. So
he's got to get hummus too. Jeez, buddy.
So they're just, so they all, they're eating, and then the kids go off to play. So now it's just the adults and Gabriella talking about the situation with the mom, and Jennifer saying that her mom has just been like, just crazy, and just like, you know, she says the arguments that she gets in with Bill are a fraction of the ugliness that, you know, her mom and dad get into. And the dad is like, she fights all the time with everybody. The poor dad is like, please, oh God, let's not talk about her. I'm traumatized by her.
And he says, all you can say is, how are you? And she gets in your face. And Bill's like, well, you can be emotional, but are you good looking? Do you have a good job? And then if you can't control it, it puts stress on everybody.
And now the sister, you can tell the sister is on the mom's side, because first of all, when the sister brought the food in, she's like, so mom gave us sausages and peppers and creamer for you, Dad. She's like, really points it out. Like, and this time she goes, you know what? I think with Mom, she almost just has too much passion. She just can't control it. I'm like, passion. That's a nice way of putting it.
And Jen's like, I just don't want to see my dad being a punching bag anymore. And she's like, you know what? If it's the right thing to do, even if it goes against what she wants. So who's doing the dishes? And Stephen goes, Gabby. And she's like, are you serious?
She's like, I was your ally. I know. So now we go back over. Now we get like some clips of things around town. So we go to Melissa's house where Joey Jr. is like, he's in some sort of silly shoes. And then she's like, you're wearing silly shoes. He's like, no, I'm not. And then he falls over.
I want those shoes. I've always wanted those little roller shoes. But my feet are too fat. They don't sell them in extra wides. So then we go to Marge's and she's like, could you do me the biggest favor, Joe? I need some water. And he's like, oh my God, what are you, a dictator? She's like, could you fan me, Joe? I'm a dictator. Fan me, Joe.
I'm a sweater. I'm sweating right now. I'm a sweater. Okay. I'm a sweater. And then we have Dolores, FaceTiming Frankie, being like, I don't know what she's saying. She's like, Frankie, I got some big news today. I spilled some pasta. Your father spilled some milk, and I let it sit for too long, and it actually cooked itself on the floor. So if you want to come over, we got floor pasta for you. It's like, Mom, I'm studying.
So then at Teresa's house, Jackie calls her, and she says, you know, we should talk before we go away together, because I heard there was some things said at Evan's birthday. And Jackie tells us the morning after my friend called and said she heard that Teresa was saying that Evan was cheating on me. Yeah. And so they're going to meet at Margaret's house because it's she goes, neutral. I don't think it's good for us to be together at our houses. Margaret's place is neutral.
Yeah. And Jackie goes, that's not fun gossip. That's something that has the potential to tear the appearance of four small beautiful children who appreciate pizza and Amazon gifts. They can all be torn apart, okay? That's not fun gossip.
So she is upset the day of. It's like the day of this big meeting. And Jackie's been upset. And she's like, you know what hurts so badly is it's one of my friends that I invited to a special night with us could have the fucking nerve to go around this party and spread a fucking rumor. And I was like, oh,
wow.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
So, and she says that when I told Evan about what Teresa was saying, it was one of the worst days of my entire life, okay? He went so crazy. He was fucking angry as hell. He was so pissed. He was angry. So, which, by the way, understandably, because it's a horrific rumor to spread if it's not true.
Even if it is true, know what? If I'm fucking someone at the gym, that is a no-tell zone. Okay, I pay for this membership.
And also, don't tell it at his birthday party. Don't tell it at his birthday party. It's just like so obnoxious, and I'm so glad it happened for us. So,
and if you can't get a blowjob at a gym, I'm telling you right now, 80% more men would be obese.
That's right. That's right. So, Jackie heads over to Margaret's, and we see Lexi's her story arc, which is, I'm gonna get packing goodie bags for the weekend. She's like very into these goodie bags.
I have an itinerary. So Marge is like, all right, does the itinerary say don't drown Teresa because she can't swim? So they're talking about it, and Lexi's like, it reads so resentful. Jack has beautiful children, a verb husband. It's like she purposely wanted to go in and destroy life.
You know what? It's this weird underlying resentment. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. All right. So Jackie shows up and she's like, oh, hi. You want an iced coffee? You want iced coffee? Okay. How about if I give you a glass of ice and a glass of coffee and you can decide what to do with that? Does that work for you? Okay.
So Jackie's like complimenting the house, but also super depressed. And Marge is like, the floors, they're vintage, they're 1907. Is that crazy? All right, listen, I don't want you to be hurting. All right, just because somebody says something doesn't mean it's true. She's like, listen, Evan has worked so hard to be where he is, and I don't want even the smallest taint on him. I was like, ooh, no pun intended.
What I need from Teresa is I need for her to shut it down, okay? How far did we let a woman like Teresa go? She spread vicious rumors about people. She has physically assaulted people. And you know what? Danielle wouldn't have insulted you if she hadn't told her, you know? And of course we get like Roll the footage of Teresa flipping the table. Roll that beautiful table flipping footage.
Yeah, it's all Teresa's greatest hits. The Melissa Strippergate thing, certainly bringing someone on to say Melissa was a stripper, and the table flipping, and then she does her thing. Now she's done. Now she's trying to tear apart a family with the most adorable and loving four small children that you could ever see in your life.
Margaret. So if they weren't adorable, it'd be okay if that family got torn apart. Listen, justice for ugly children.
Yes.
Justice for ugly
Find
children.
The ugly kids. Yes. Let the ugly kids cry, okay?
So Jackie's like, I'm so embarrassed. All his friends were hearing this while he was there having a jolly good time. A jolly good time. Do you know what? He was having a jolly good time, and his friends have to hear this. So
and Teresa knocks just like she blinks.
Yeah.
Knock, 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 knock,
And Lexi just turns into a pillar of dust. She goes, I'm gonna go make some more goodie bags for the weekend. Just gone out of there.
Hi, so, how are you?
You want a nice coffee? You want a nice coffee? You don't even know what that is. I understand. Okay, I'll just drop it. I'll drop it.
You know what? This is very stressful, Teresa. She goes,
it doesn't gotta be stressful, though. How are you, Jackie?
Jackie's like, can I just talk and you just listen?
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Teresa's talking like she's a therapist. Like, yeah, speak. Tell me what's going on in your mind. Okay, okay. So Jackie does her monologue of, Evan is the best guy in the world. My marriage is beautiful. My family is beautiful. And this weekend, you took his name and what's most important to him, being a great husband and father and gym goer, and you shat all over it. And you did it all. And you did it all to our friends at his birthday party. And I don't know if you made it up or someone told you, but you need to admit that whoever told you this doesn't know me and doesn't know Evan and give you no evidence of anything. And you have to admit it was, no, Margaret, I don't want this iced coffee. This is terrible timing. I just thought I was going to put it down really quietly right in front of you. Okay, really quietly.
Listen,
keep going.
Listen, Jackie. I don't want you to be upset at it, all right? This is a rumor I heard in it. I can't say the person's name. But listen, if it's not true and you and Evan know it's not true, then what's the big deal?
Okay. Well, does this person even know me and Evan? Do they even know me?
I don't know. Well, obviously they do because they said it, but I can't get into details because I could give two shits, all right? It ain't my husband.
I could give two shits, which is why I went to everyone at that party and said, yeah, Evan doing stuff. You know, doing stuff. By the way, this is the best when Jackie tries to have a reasonable conversation with Teresa and expects some sort of logic or a logical response. It is always the most funny outcome.
Yeah, because Teresa doesn't work on that level, you know. Yeah. She's like, So Jackie's like, so they didn't say I know Evan and Jackie and he cheats and this is how I know. It's like,
I don't care about that. All right. Woman to woman. I hear this and you don't want me to tell you?
No. No, I don't.
Like she came to her and told her and didn't tell everybody at the birthday party instead.
She's like, Margaret, if I heard that Joe was cheating on you, you wouldn't want to know? And she's like, well, not at a party. Come on, Teresa.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have done it at the party, but I was drinking. And not that I won't blame alcohol, but I didn't tell her. And it's not like I told Evan. I told my friends.
All right, you told everyone at the party, okay? You even told the parking attendant, all right? So Jack is like, you know what? I'm not engaging in this. I'm disengaging. I'm disengaging right now. You tainted his name, okay?
My God, stop with the taint. Stop with the taint. You're just like cursing the situation. And Teresa's like,
then why is everyone saying this? Did you ever hear the saying, if there's smoke, there's fire?
And it cuts to Margaret pacing backward. Lexi's still making the goodie bags, trying to pretend like nothing is happening. And she's like, oh my God, and Teresa says it's true. But there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, what am I going to say? I'm going to freak out, Lexi. I'm going to freak out. Lexi, these bags look terrible. What are you doing? Why are you putting staplers in the bags? We're not making actual office supply bags. Lexi, get a control. Lexi, you're shaking right now. Lexi, don't light it on fire. I said when there's smoke, there's fire. I didn't say light the goodie bags on fire. Lexi, oh, now you just burned down the room that Joe just did. Joe, I need to get out of the shower and fix this, what Lexi just did. Sorry.
Look, look, this year I'm single, and I've been approached by lots of married guys who thinks it's okay to have affairs, all right?
That's why. And Jackie's like, oh, I'm so sorry that all these married men have been harassing you, but my married man has never looked in your direction, so leave my married man the fuck alone.
I just need you to admit who told you this has no evidence, Teresa. And she's like, I never asked for evidence. I'm just telling you what's out there. I need you to admit this is a lie. I need you to admit this is a lie, Teresa. Clear my husband's name. You were spreading a baseless rumor, Teresa.
I apologize. She's like, I don't care. I don't give a shit if you apologize.
She goes, I apologize for doing it at the party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jack's like, I don't give a shit if you apologize. I'm not a stupid girl. I'm a fucking lawyer.
All right. I get it. Every 2 seconds. I'm a lawyer. I don't give two shits, all right? You don't call the shots. So she tells her, if you're not a stupid girl and you know your husband's not cheating on you, then fucking stand up for yourself then.
What does that even mean? She's literally standing up for herself right now. She's literally saying, like, why the fuck did you say? Like, I don't understand what Teresa just strung together three phrases that sounded sort of good together.
Teresa really is as dumb as a box of chocolates. Like, you just gotta love her. Jackie's like, admit, you need to admit you spread it. She goes, I did not spread rumors. I heard the rumor. And then classic you told Vicky every single person you ran into.
Literally everyone. And so then here was the twist of the this is what I did not see coming. Jackie just turns and goes, well, I heard that Gia snorts coke in the bathroom at parties. I heard it. I don't know where it came from, but I heard it. I was like, whoa. Whoa, Lisa Rinna. Whoa. I was like, oh, this is not going to end well. I had to like stop and be like, oh my God, that
I wow. cheered in my house. I was cheering like I was watching straight people things on TV. I was like, yeah!
Oh, shit. And I thought she was going to say, now that's something I know is not true, but wouldn't that be as harmful if I had said that? But she's just like, nope, that's what I heard.
Yeah, fuck you, lady. So I died. I had to pause it too to just cheer. And then it's just Teresa going, blink, 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 blink. And Jackie's like, I heard it. I don't know who I heard it from, but I heard it. She goes, you fucking bitch. Well, how is that not the same thing, Teresa? You're a fucking cop fitness. Go fuck yourself.
Fuck you. You never should go after the kids. You never should go after the kids. Husbands only, okay? And then Jack is like, you want to throw something at me? Throw it.
You're a fucking cut fitness.
I almost said C-word and cut fitness all together.
And Jackie goes, I'm living the life you want to live. I win. And she goes,
no, you don't. Your fucking husband's cheating on you. That's why you're crying, because you fucking know it.
And Margaret's like, what's coming up? What's happening? Is someone light something on fire? Does anyone need something? What's going on? She's like, no. She's like, fuck her. She's a fucking cut fitness. She brought up my daughter. She's a fucking cut fitness.
And Jackie's like, I said it's the same thing as me saying I hear that Gia snorts coke in the bathroom. She's disgusting. She has four kids. She's disgusting. Cut fitness. Cut fitness. Cut fitness. Cut fitness.
Cut fitness. Cut fitness. Cut fitness. Cut fitness. Cut fitness. Cut fitness. Cut fitness.
Wow, we let me see here. Real Housewives of New Jersey. Gia age. Let's see how old she is. I thought it said 48, but I guess that's Teresa they're saying. In addition to posting about how she adores Gia, Teresa, 48, showed support for her elder daughter's decision in the Instagram post. Oh, I don't care about this. How old is she? Oh, she's 19. Because this article is Gia Giudice, 19, reveals she got a nose job. Hey, guess what? Your kid's old enough to be in the army, vote, and get trashed on national television. Congratulations!
Oh, man, this is not going to end well. It will be, dragging Gia into a scandal. This is the first. This is a first. Gia, the arguably the smartest and most sensible person on the show. Wow. It's not going to end well. That's great for us.
Oh, but it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, that was great. This is a great episode. I'm so excited to see what's going to happen next. Thank you all for listening. On our next episode, we are tackling part 2 of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion. So that will undoubtedly be equally amazing. And that's it. So we'll see you on the next episode. Everyone stay safe and talk to you next time. Bye.
Love you guys.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie,
she's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Patricia Murdoch, she wrote.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler. Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.